Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and the hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to live. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
To make it relaxing, fun, safe,
and whatever your definition of successful is. So I'm going to take a few seconds to share with you part of the planning, and then I'll be going back and forth with my beautiful co-host, Victoria Falk of Passionate Travel. Planning. Well, how about picking a destination? Where in this big, beautiful world do you want to go? Who are you? What are the things that you like to do? Are you traveling by yourself? What type of trip is it? Are you traveling with others? Is this a trip that has to do with business? Knowing who is traveling with you is very important. That will have an effect and impact on where you choose to go or what it is that you want to do or what will be appropriate. Personal travel, business travel, group destinations, healing and health travel, adventures for the adventuresome person, family travel, those family reunions, intergenerational travel. You know, you're going to be taking the grandparents and the grandchildren. So you really got to do quite a bit of planning to make all those things work out for yourself. That's the background of what's going on in your personal travel before you even really begin to talk to your travel agent, which could be either Movements Unlimited or Passionate Travel. What we want to do is make sure you are aware of those little points and major points that can make you comfortable on a trip or could cause you to have an irritable grandchild with you. And I don't think anybody wants to go to a wonderful destination that you've picked out, and this is not appropriate for the grandchildren, was not appropriate for your children, was not a place for grandparents. It's something to really, 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 really think about. So how about thinking about what is the best time of the year to go to your favorite destination? People don't think about who they're traveling with all the time and what their needs might be, and sometimes we don't consider, is it really the best time of the year to go to a particular place? For example, some people may be planning an Alaskan cruise. You've got your family or your friends together. You want to go on this wonderful Alaskan cruise. And you're thinking, man, this time of the year is beautiful in the part of the country that I live in. But maybe the weather in Alaska may not be that friendly for the time of the year that you choose. So those are some of the things you will want to ask your travel professional, either Movements Unlimited or Ms. Victoria Falk of Passionate Travel. Is it a safe place to go? How is the weather? Is it hot there? Perhaps you're leaving from sunny Florida and it's burning up. It's about 95 degrees and you're heading up to Alaska for this cruise. Did you think to pack a sweater or jacket? Just knowing where you're going and what part of the country you're actually going to be going to and the time of the year. Now, you could be going on an Alaskan cruise, and it could be perfectly warm during the time of the year that you choose. But those are the things that we want you to consider as you book your travel. You want to go to the Caribbean islands or anywhere along the east coast of America? Whoa, you need to know, is it hurricane season? Perhaps you're going to some of the other tropical countries, and you need to know, is it during the rainy season? Now, when we say rainy season, we mean rainy season, where it rains for months at a time, 2 and 3 months at a time. You would want to know that, because you and your traveling party would not be very happy to be caught somewhere and it's raining every single day of your trip. Now, that's the, I guess you could say, the dark side of what could happen if you don't know about where you're going in the country or in the world, you know, wherever you're going, whether it's in the United States or whether it is to another country, totally across the globe. Maybe you're going to a country in the Oriental area, in Japan or China. There's things that you need to know. So those are the type of things that we're going to be talking about and sharing with you today. And basically, we would like for you to write those few things down. What is the weather like? Who am I traveling with? your purpose. Why are you taking this trip? Is it a business trip? Is it your job sending you somewhere? Just because your job is sending you somewhere, it doesn't mean that you can't make part of the trip fun for yourself and some of the people that you're traveling with, because there are things to do once you get where you're going besides the workshop or webinar that you may be attending. So we want you to really think about all these different things, who you're traveling with, where you're going, why did you choose that destination, what do you expect to do there, and what do the people who are traveling with you, what would they like to do in the place that you are going to. I'm going to take a few seconds to allow my co-host, Ms. Victoria Falk, and I say that name was so much fun because she is so victorious and she knows so much about travel. She's always booking travel for her friends and family and people who just have known her in the business world as being a person on top of travel. So I want to call out to you, Victoria Falk, are you there? Give her a second to unmute. Well, okay, once she's able to come on board, she'll be able to just come on board, and I'll be prepared for her. She's out in New York, New York, and you know when you're in New York, New York, there are the trains, there are people asking questions, and her being a travel agent, there's always someone who has a question to ask along the line of the things they're talking about right now. Where do I go? What's the best place to go? What's the best time to be there? And what should I expect? I'm going to give you another example. You may want to go to a place very, very common, over to Colorado, the Arizona area, and you didn't think about how hot it can be there. And this is one of the things that Victoria and I had talked about earlier. You could go during the time of the year where they have sandstorms and dust storms. I don't think you want to be there then. But if you don't know that the weather in different parts of our own country, that each state has its own weather, then you wouldn't know what to expect there. There's a place up in the New York area. I'm trying to think of the name of it right now to come to me in a few minutes. And I had no idea that it rained almost every day in this area on my way up to New York City. I had no idea until I was going through and I mentioned it to a friend. But that would be something that you would want to know. How is the weather where you're going? Okay. Ms. Victoria's call had dropped. She'll be back on shortly. And if you're there, Victoria, just let me know. Okay. All right. I have that. Thank you very much. I have my producer in the back letting us know what's going on. There's Ms. Victoria Falk. And Ms. Falk, I was just sharing with people how they really need to know where they're going, how the weather is. Even in the United States, not taking for granted that because they're in, let's say, Maryland or New York, that the weather's going to be the same in Arizona. So you want to pick up on that part maybe and share that with our listening audience?
Yes, definitely. I'm so excited to be on the line with you today, and I'm ready to travel just listening to you talk about traveling, getting ready. And definitely, folks, you want to plan properly. And that's the beauty of having a travel consultant. That's the beauty of having personal concierge, someone that can help you through all the planning to make your vacation as fabulous as it needs to be. And like she said, picking the destination. You know, there are so many wonderful places to visit. Right now, a lot of people have added Cuba to their bucket list. And you better believe there's a lot of things you're going to need to know before you go. There's the popular places that folks love to go to. Las Vegas is always on people's bucket list. New York, the Caribbean, we have Mexico, we have California. And like she said, who's going on the trip? Are you planning a romantic vacation? Are you planning a family vacation? For those of you that are traveling for romance, Sandals Luxury All-Inclusive Resorts. Top of the list year after year. 4- and 5-star accommodations. You have butler service, folks. Butler service. Imagine being out in the Bahamas, laying by the pool, and you have your little bell to ring for your butler to bring you your shrimp and your lobster. How beautiful is that? Now, when we're talking about intergenerational vacations, the best thing, folks, cruises. Cruises are awesome. You have everything all included. So if the kids want to eat pizza and hot dogs and hamburgers, guess what? You have that. For the grown folk who want their steak and their lobster, you have that. For the folks who want their vegetables and the salad and the fruits, you have that. And there's something great for grandma to do, for mom and dad, and for the kids. And guess what, folks? When you need a little break from the kids, they have child care. Child care for the littlest of the baby to the teenagers. There's something for them to do on that cruise. And it's a part of what you pay for your cruise. Imagine all the mommies out there, how much we have to worry about. Can I take this vacation? Will I have a babysitter? You have free babysitter on your vacation. How wonderful is that? And like Cynthia said, you want to be mindful of the weather. When is a good time to go on vacation? I actually have some people who request cruises during hurricane season. Oh, why would you want to do that? You know, it may be a little cheaper to go, but you want to enjoy your vacation, right? So when we think about the Caribbean, Bermuda, Bahamas, you don't want to go at the end of August, because that's the time when it's rainy and it will be miserable. And guess what? That trip might cost you a little less, but you won't get to see all the destinations that you plan. Because when you're on that cruise, they're thinking about safety. Safety is always the first thing. So if they have to change the route in order to ensure folks' safety, they will. So you definitely want to think about the weather. You don't want to be in Phoenix, Arizona, in the middle of the sandstorm. You don't want to be in California when they're having the flash fires during the summertime. You know, you definitely don't want to be in the Caribbean when they're having hurricane season. But also, when you think of the time of the year to travel, there are certain times of the year when travel is more affordable than other times. So if you come to Movements Unlimited Travel or you come to Passionate Travel and you tell us that you want a great vacation but a good price is very important to you, we're going to ask you, are you flexible about the time that you want to travel? Because if you're flexible about your travel dates, guess what, folks? That gives us more opportunity to find you the best price. I spoke earlier about cruising, but do you know that there are certain times of the year that cruises are more expensive? It's called the peak season, and that's usually the end of June through the beginning of August. So if you want to go to Mexico, let's say, for example, and you have a choice of when to go and you want the best price, you might not go in the middle of July. You might plan that trip for October, for the end of October when the price is better. A lot of people want to take their children to Disney World. It's a beautiful place. I've been to the Magic Kingdom and seen the castles of the princesses, and it's awesome place to go for the little folks and for grown folks like me. But guess what? If you take your child during the summer, you're going to pay an arm and a leg and then some. But if you're able to wait, and if you're able to travel at a different time of the year, let's say the middle of September or maybe October during the president's holiday, or maybe even in February. You know, some of the schools have a week off in February, and the parents and teachers are looking for someplace to go. That's a good time to go to Disney World when the prices are a lot better than in the summertime. So proper planning can help you have an awesome vacation for your family, help you save the discomfort, keep you safe, and help you save money. Back to you, Cynthia.
Wow. Thank you so much, Victoria. That is so true. You know, I had the opportunity of spending Christmas in Florida. Absolutely beautiful. No snow. Now, if you have to have snow, you're not going to be in Florida. But for those of us who can enjoy Christmas in a nice, warm climate and go and jump into the pool or the ocean, consider that. Consider an alternative destination wherein, instead of being where it's cold and maybe you want to do certain activities, but you find yourself in when you want to be out. Of course, you could also take that same trip and go skiing, go on out to Colorado or the higher areas of New York and do things of that nature. The thing that's so wonderful is that no matter where you choose to travel, take your time, you can have an experience of a lifetime. Now, when you think of traveling, you have your day trips. That could be a one-day trip. You have your overnighters. You have your 3 to 5 day trips, and of course, you have those 7 and those two week day trips also. I've had a lot of fun doing day trips, and those are the trips that schools use them a lot. They may pick an area like a museum in the Baltimore, D.C. area. Quite often, coming out of Baltimore, we would go on over to D.C. And where would we go? The Smithsonian. But again, if you're an educator, you'd want to take the time to plan the trip. You've got dirty children on a bus going to D.C. You have to consider a lot of different things. You want to make sure there's comfort for these children. So you have one of those nice buses where you have a little video playing for the children. It could be educational, have to do with the subject matter that you're going to study in the Smithsonian. You want to make sure that you're going to stop, usually at the McDonald's on the way, let them go to the restroom, grab a little bite to eat. You want to make sure that the parents have been all covered. But these are smaller bus trips that people want to consider. And one thing that happens with these smaller trips is that it gets that group prepared for the bigger trips. You may have a group of children who just really haven't traveled at all. So you're getting them started with the day trip in D.C., at the Smithsonian, or in New York City. Wow, what a wonderful trip that is, Victoria. Isn't that a great trip for educational purposes? What do you think about that?
Oh, yes, I'm listening. You said for the kids. I guess I'm a big kid at heart because I'm ready to make that trip. And definitely, you know, right now, a lot of adults, we're working hard. Well, let me change that, you know. I'm retired since I've been in the travel business, so I'm working on the beaches of the world. But for those of you that are still working in the office, I'm not mad at you, but I understand that you have restraints on your time. So that day trip might be the best vacation you can take right now until you're able to get approval. So if you can't take a long vacation because of, you know, what's happening at work or what's happening at home or, you know, whatever it may be, that day trip is a beautiful start to still relax and unwind. And when you can get some culture and, you know, get some education during that time, it's beautiful. The Smithsonian, hitting the museum, going to the Baltimore Inner Harbor, coming to New York and enjoying a Broadway show and a great meal, you know, whatever it is. Now, the funniest thing, they actually have one-day cruises. You know, they have the shorter dinner cruises that are 3 hours, and those are awesome. You get your full buffet. You have music and dancing on the cruise. If you want to do something a little longer, you can go out to Miami and get on the Carnival or get on Norwegian Cruise Line and be in Bahamas in a couple of hours and enjoy yourself. Can you imagine that? Get on a plane, go to Bahamas, be there for about 8-9 hours, and then be home before midnight. That's what I'm talking about. That's lifestyle. Back to you, Cynthia.
Yes, that is lifestyle. And, hey, what a great way for those people with time constraints. For those beginners who don't know, you know, how many days they want to be on a cruise, right? Wow, go out and have that one day, as Victoria just said, and the next thing you know, you're ready for that 3 day cruise or their 5-day cruise. And they have any and everything that you can possibly imagine. If you want to keep a little safe and do a river cruise, imagine using the going on those different river cruises all up and down the Colorado, the Missouri River, the Mississippi River. That's right here in the States. And, of course, if you want to take that airplane flight and go on over to Europe, you have the wonderful, wonderful Viking cruises that allow you to be able to see multiple countries in one cruise. And those cruises could last 7 days. We've got a few people who we've met personally who've gone for 2 weeks on a river cruise. That's absolutely awesome to be able to see most of Europe and part of Northern Africa. So the sky is the limit, or shall I say, as far as you can imagine crossing the ocean. There's anything and everything that you want to do, but we just want you to be mindful to plan, know who's traveling with you, and really allow yourself to talk to one of us as your travel agent or your concierge so that we can make sure that everybody in your party is going to enjoy all the beautiful things that these trips offer, all the beautiful things that these destinations offer, things that you usually do. You may want to do something totally different. Back to you, Victoria, to give them an idea of some of the totally different things that they may not have thought of.
Yes, definitely. Now, when you're on that cruise, like you said, being able to stop at the different ports, they call them shore excursions. So those are the great activities that you can do when you get off the ship, if you choose to get off the ship. You know, some folks get on that ship and there's so much entertainment that they don't want to get off. But you can get off and you can go swimming with the dolphins, right? Imagine that, being in the ocean and hugging the dolphin, swimming with the dolphin. That's great. Parasailing, you know, zip lining is very popular for the brave at heart. Sailing through the air on that wire. That takes faith, folks. But once you do it, it's a fabulous, fabulous experience. What I love, jet skiing, it's an awesome, awesome experience to be out there on the ocean and be on the jet skis and just enjoying the beauty of the water and enjoying nature surrounding you. It's, oh, my goodness. Now, we spoke about the river cruises. Those are great to actually get the full cultural experience. You know, you have your larger ships that are for people who want more of the touristy activities, but the river cruises where you actually, you're in those places where the people who live there will actually enjoy. You know, so you're riding through town, you know, eating at the places where the people who live there are going to eat, not at the hot spot that's designated for the tourists. So definitely, Cynthia, I'm so glad you mentioned that because that's the next wave in travel. And that's what we let folks know, you know, what's hot right now and what's up and coming. So definitely when it comes to planning, you want to go to Movements Unlimited Travel or Passionate Travel and let us create an experience for you to remember for a lifetime. Back to you, Cynthia.
Well, I'm going to allow you to go ahead as my co-host. I would like for you to go ahead and give them your information because you are New York, New York. But I say, although she's New York, New York, she's Victoria's folk, and believe me, she has you traveling the entire world. So you want to give them your actual information so they can really be able to contact you?
Oh, great. The website is www.passionatetravel.info, and they can call me at 347-658-8459. Back to you, Cynthia.
Thank you. And for Movements Unlimited, you can reach us at protravelnetwork.com/MU Group. That's MU Group for Movements Unlimited. And our phone number is 252-406-0774. This has been Passionate Travel with Victoria Falk and Movements Unlimited Travel. Again, we thank you for being on our show today. And tomorrow we have another show. And that show is for Friday. That will be the Jastari's Love Show. I am the host of that show. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I'll be talking about your health, your wellness, and your spirituality, because we believe in covering the whole person. But in the meantime, travel, and as Miss Victoria Falk says, what? Travel. Passion.
That's right, Liz Pashley. Thank you so much, Cynthia.
You're so welcome. Goodbye, everyone.